Views, and with an issue as important and as vital as this, I'm sure they're having a debate about what steps should be taken moving forward. Safe passage through the Suez Canal, things that we're worried about security-wise in terms of specifics. Security in the Sinai, security on the Gaza border, the ability to fly over Egyptian airspace. You're talking about the events that happened last week, the events that have happened over the last 6 weeks, but you're also talking about what's in our long-term interests.
All right, that's Jen Psaki from the State Department talking about Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. Yo, how you doing, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Bradley Manning, we're going to hit that hard here. Also, Egypt and the repercussions of doing nothing. How do we look to the rest of the international community? At this point, do we care? We don't even carry a big stick anymore, to my point. And the NSA, more nonsense from the three dreaded letters. Then the shockers from Say It Ain't So. Say It Ain't So, coming up round the bend here on America Tonight. It includes the Queen's Swan. Do you care? You'll get a laugh out of it. And remember, America Tonight is supposed to make you laugh, cry, think, and want to participate. So you can send me your thoughts on anything that we talk about. Always open invitation, whether you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. Just want our civil liberties to hold up in this great nation. So send me thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact, or you can jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283. Egypt, let's get back into it. So Egypt, 1.5 billion. What do we do? Here's the thing. Muslim Brotherhood ties to what some people would call civilized jihad. What is civilized jihad? You know, we backed Mohamed Morsi. He was thrown out in a coup by the military. So are you writing a check to the military in Egypt? The answer is, if it's a coup, we can't do that anyway. So now you have Democrats and Republicans in the last month who are saying, you know what, I'm just tired of this whole thing. We are being obscured, pretty much knocked out of the picture, chilled out. Because we're the do-nothing people. We're not saying anything. The administration isn't saying anything. You got to pick a side. You know, you got 24 hours to make a decision. Instead, we just drag it out until the last second. Well, let's see where the public polls are first in the sentiment. I mean, he's already in. The president is in for a second term, so in one way, I don't understand it. The Egyptian people elected Mohamed Morsi. Then he is overthrown. Now there are people dead in the streets. There's all kinds of violence problems, etc. And so what is it that this insanity, what is it that we're hoping to do? The answer is there's nothing we can do at this point except for not give him a check. For once, I really agree with Senator John McCain when they're talking about the look, let's just duck and hide for cover. So when I say duck and hide for cover, at this point, we're not going to write that check. We're not going to, the unpredictability, we're not going to do it. So we're in the middle of yet another civil conflict in the Middle East. What do we do? Who should we back? What should we say? Change the talking points. Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, this is the constant theme. I used to do a segment on America Tonight called Fly on the Wall. If I could be a fly on the wall, I would want to park myself behind the curtain so I wouldn't get swatted somewhere in the Oval Office. And I would want to hear the conversations about Egypt. I would want to hear the conversations about immigration. I would want to hear the conversations about the NSA and Ed Snowden Vladimir Putin. I got a list a mile long. And this is big. Why can we not stand up and say, forget about it? And we can't back the Muslim Brotherhood, for goodness sake. We can't do that. With the extremists connected to the Brotherhood, it was a mistake to back Mohamed Morsi in the first place. And if Mohamed Morsi doesn't represent the will of the people, he's overthrown in a coup, then we got to call it a coup. And then the coup gets us out of the, should we, shouldn't we, what should we do, do we need to back, what are we doing here? Well, there is no debate. A coup means we cannot write the check. We can't do it. But yet we're going through these round after round after round that are just perilous for us and for the people in Egypt. Like I said, we dropped our stick a long time ago. We don't have a stick anymore. We're not the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Or at least we're getting close to not hanging on to that label. It's because of agendas of appeasement. I don't get it. Sometimes you just have to take a hard stance. And there is no stance in this. There's nothing but sidestepping, and that is a huge, huge problem. First, the word comes down, we've frozen money. Then, oh, well, not so fast, and if, yeah, nah, doesn't work. Doesn't work. All right, I said coming up we're going to talk about Bradley Manning. To me, big, big, big news. And also, say it ain't so, we're mixing that in. Bradley Manning gets 35 years. The thought was he's probably going to get 60. So if you go by that, well, he didn't get 60. He got much more than many of his supporters thought he should have gotten because they think he's a hero. He exposed to illegal wars and he should be hailed that way. Well, that never was going to happen because he was in the military and he stole the classified documents. And all the other nonsense about he wanted to be a woman or this happened, forget all that. So he wants to be pardoned. What do you think the odds are that the president, that Obama, is going to pardon Bradley Manning? Anybody? Anybody got any idea on the odds? I'm going to say slim to none. I don't think so, Bradley Manning. I don't think he's going to do it. There's going to be a push on for him to do it, but I don't see it. I mean, actually, I can tell you he's not going to do that. No way. So the military judge sentences him to 35 years, less than the 60 as I mentioned. He gets credit for the years he already served. He didn't have any reaction, any, when Army Colonel Denise Lynn sentenced him at Fort Meade. But his attorneys read a statement saying he acted out of love for his country and a sense of duty to expose what he said were abuses committed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Fair or foul? Did Manning get enough? Or were they too light on him? 855-266-5283. Say it ain't so, we're mixing it in, coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Bradley Manning, fair or foul, was the sentence right? Ed Snowden, hero or loser? Man, you can't get away from these labels. There's just no joke. And I think with the Snowden thing, especially what's interesting, is the president's changing policy because of the information that Snowden released. He's a contractor. Manning was in the military. Little different nuances between the two cases. But now you see what Manning got, and he's looking for the pardon. Will Obama give him the pardon? I say, no way. He's not going to pardon him. He's not going to do that. Ray is listening to us in the great state of Missouri on 1070. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. We haven't talked to you in a while. Are you staying high and dry?
We're high and dry. Since I put my deer food plot in, we haven't got any rain. So. When it rains, it pours. When you want it to rain, nothing. It's all good.
It's all good, exactly.
Hey, we got all these whistleblowers.
Yes.
And they think they're being good people, and their boss, maybe they went to their boss and said, hey, this is wrong. The boss said, well, you can't say nothing about it, and we're going to do it anyway or whatever. And now we're sentencing them. Well, they're telling stuff that happened, so all these illegal activities that happened that they told about, if they're getting 35 years for telling about them, the people that committed these illegal activities ought to get 70.
Well said. Much better than I said. Yeah. So if they're getting 35, what about the people who did them? Yeah. Where are they?
Yeah. These guys just, they're feeling strongly about something that they, and most of these activities are illegal.
Right.
Or what we think is illegal. So the people behind those, if they're going to give him 35, yeah, they ought to get 70. Or
yeah.
for better.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Now, it's interesting. You're right. So, okay, so now you report them, and nothing happens, right? So you're enraged about what's happened in these wars, so you report them, and, oh, there's no repercussions. Too late. Who cares? It's in the files. Oh, well.
Yeah. You lose your job. You lose your income. You go to jail, and the guys you told on are covered.
Yeah. Covered. Doesn't seem right.
When's the name your score start?
Nail the score starts the first week of the NFL, so it's the week after Labor Day. First week in September is the start of the regular NFL season. It'll be that Wednesday in our third hour.
Oh, man, Ray, you are itchy about
it. The lottery here has got a new thing going on pick three and pick four.
Uh-huh.
You miss your numbers by one under or one over, you pay the extra dollar, then it still counts. So if I miss the Olympic gold medals again by one under or one over, win something?
Yeah, in honor of the Missouri lottery, I love that, Ray. Mark it down. We're expecting you to call and to play. Thank you very much. You know, Ray always makes so much sense, doesn't he? Why don't the other guys get punished? But, of course, they're not going to because of the information that was leaked there, especially if there's the military ties and whatnot. I mean, let's give you an exact date. We're going to do that. The first week of the NFL is the first week in September, but I'm trying to think of when the first, because sometimes the first, the first games are kind of messed up because we're in the preseason right now and you go into that Labor Day weekend stuff, and we want to be able to give you the exact time. It's going to be Wednesday in the third hour for sure. And Nail the Score works this way. Since Ray gave us the natural promo, here's how it works. You don't even have to like football. You don't have to like football. You just have to be able to say a score, any score. It can be anything whatsoever. So once we pick the game of the week, whatever it is, the Eagles and the Giants, the Patriots and the Dolphins, then you call and you say, I think the Dolphins are going to beat the Patriots 30-21. And that's it. And if you correctly nail the score, you win. You win. How exciting is that? And once we get deeper into it, you'll see it's so much fun. As I said, with preseason continuing, you know, there's not really much. Preseason isn't very fun to do nail the score, so we always wait till the real stuff. So week one. So our first nail the score will be September 4th, Wednesday, September 4th. And I'm sure that Nathan Reeder is so stoked about it because he is such a giant football fan, aren't you? Whoa! He's a fan of not getting hit by the football. Let's say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Totally. Not in the face.
No, not in the face. It's terrible when that happens. It is. I've seen some people that have gotten hit by footballs. Remember Marsha Brady?
I was just going to say Marsha.
But in the real world, other people have also taken wild hits from footballs when they were in the way in the beach or somewhere else and somebody was just throwing the football and it just happened to hit them in the head. That happened to the other day to Pam Oliver. She got hit by a football in the head, and she's been reporting for Fox for a very long time on the sidelines. All right, time for another Say It Ain't So. You ready? Here we go. I don't know. How does this happen? For goodness sake, you're the queen. Off with his head. One of the queen's swans was found killed and barbecued on the riverbank near Windsor Castle. The cook swan's carcass was dumped near Bass Water and was discovered by a volunteer for Charity Swan Lifeline, which cares for sick and injured birds. She was aghast, she cried, and she told the world that the queen's swan had been cooked. She said it was sickening. She was distraught. She would have been more distraught. Her young son was with her when she made the discovery. She called the warden And, you know, they actually showed a picture of it, and it was pretty gross.
Gross or delectable?
No, it's not delectable. I mean, it's considered an offense to kill a wild mute swan because they're the property of the crown through the centuries. Although, as Nathan just alluded to, their meat was considered a delicacy. The birds are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981. Killing or injuring a swan used to be classed as treason under a law dating back to the 12th century. And they really did say, off with his head! So now, who knows what's going to happen? The swan was killed and burnt. The queen, I heard, is furious. She's on the warpath. She wants them to get whoever did this, and she wants to string them up. So we'll see. The mystery of the dead barbecued swan. Here's a mystery for you. The cattle are a little restless, a little nervous. Not for the joke you're thinking of. Cattle thievery, that's not even a word, cattle theft is on the rise in the Lone Star State. Some of you are listening to me there. Even though they've got tougher penalties as well. It seems penalties for swans in England or penalties for cattle in Texas, doesn't matter. The Giddings Livestock Commission holds an auction every Monday. Hundreds of cows are bought and sold and all that kind of stuff. But every now and then they notice that a contraband cow finds its way into the mix, and now it's happening more and more. It's a different kind of breed. So people are stealing cattle. Ranchers saw a jump in cattle rustling last year in Texas and Oklahoma. Check this out. I'm not kidding you. This is a shocking statistic. Over 10,000 cows and horses were missing or stolen. That's almost 40% increase from the year before. And so the law can't figure it out. What is the deal? Why are people cattle rustling? Why are they doing that? I guess, you know what, there's less cattle to steal, I'm assuming, because the drought has to be hurting them. And penalties against rustlers have really spiked up in what they give you. You could be in prison for up to 10 years. It's crazy. What's up with that? Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, a conversation about a 1-800-VET, 24 hours. Could you save you some bucks? Stay with us.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion. This is undoubtedly true, but sometimes a baby brother just won't do. So if you'll allow me to get this off my chest, it's a simple, humble request.
By now, if you've listened to America Tonight, how I feel about my golden retriever, Mahalo. I never had a dog growing up because my brother was allergic to dogs, so we had a Siamese cat. But now I'm just crazy about this dog, like so many of the rest of you out there. And it's funny, in talking to people who are dog owners, I realize just how much people spend on pets, what the average is they spend households, and it's at least $500 a year, but I think it's even a little bit more than that. It depends on the dog and if they've had anything happen or any of that kind of stuff. And we always compare notes when it comes to vets. So in the wings, Trevor Page is with us from Whisker Docs. Whisker Docs, as I was told, think ask a nurse for pets. I love it. 24/7 when you're confused, you don't know what's wrong, that some nail looks like it's chipped, but it's infected. There's all these crazy things that happen. And certainly if we could talk to the animals, like Dr. Doolittle says, that's one thing, but we can't. So there's a problem in trying to figure out what's wrong with the animal. And it could be any animal, not just obviously a dog, but it could be other animals as well. Trevor, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kate, thank you for having me. I love the show. I've been paying attention online and checking out the What You Missed section. I love it. So I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, so tell me about Whisker Docs. What made you create this? How did you come up with this?
Well, Kate, I love what you said in the beginning. It was a heck of an intro, by the way, so thank you. But just like you said, ask a nurse. We actually, as a family, had an Ask a Nurse line for about 7 years and serviced about 7 million lives. So, you know, we've been big, big animal lovers our whole lives, big passion for us. And, you know, as we're going through this process, we one day kind of sat down and said, you know, animals are a lot more fun than people. Why are we not doing this for animals? And so that's kind of where the dream was born.
And the pets, as I said, I've talked about my dog Mahalo, and I would imagine you get a lot of calls about dogs, but it's not just dogs. Isn't it like birds and cats? Is it all kinds of animals?
We do dogs and cats now, and the next step definitely is birds. We do get a lot of calls about birds, and, you know, they're phenomenal creatures, too. We've always had birds in the family and said, you know, that's something we're really excited about. So that's coming soon. It's in the works.
You know, it's funny because what you're saying is so somebody can call the line. It's like all of us who think we have something medically wrong with us, and then we don't know. And you're two kinds of people. Either people who ignore it or people that go to the doctor all the time. And then it turns out to be nothing, but it's indigestion. And I had that happen, as I said, with my dog. I don't really know dogs. And the dog wasn't eating. It was lethargic, and it was scary. And it was for a couple of days, and it was right in the middle of the weekend. So what do we do? Emergency vet. That's what everybody advises. Take them to the emergency vet. And, geez, they prescribed Alka-Seltzer for the dog. So, you know, did an X-ray, charged us $500, and there was nothing wrong with Mahalo other than some normal, like, gas bloat they said he had in his stomach.
Oh, you got it. I mean, Kate, we've all been there. It always happens on 4 in the morning on a Sunday, you know. And you look at your animal and you say, oh, my God, Fluffy's having a heart attack. Because if we really know, you know, and so we freak out and we go online, which, as anybody knows, you ever go on WebMD with a headache, you think you have a brain tumor, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, and that's what happens. And so you go to the ER and you end up there and they say, you know what, Fluffy's fine. By the way, we take a credit or check. And you're like, oh, no, how much? You know, $400 to anywhere, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and it just, and that's really where the passion lies. And I got to tell you, ever since we started doing this, I'm so thankful because I've used it myself probably 12 times. I probably annoy the heck out of our vets, but you know what? It's a phenomenal thing to have.
What do you do? You have, it's 24 hours, so they call the number, and do you vets qualify or you have vets involved? How do you hook up? When you started this and you had this great idea, how'd you hook up with the veterinarians?
You know, that was the crazy part. We really thought vets were not going to like this because, you know, it might take away from their business. But I got to tell you, the local vets really like it. And the reason being is because when you go to the ER, you know, as a pet parent, you spend all this money and you really wish, gee, I like my vet. You know, I would like to see them. And we don't turn people away from the vet when they need to go. So what we're really helping people do is see the vet that they want to. And, you know, ever since we started talking to everybody, everybody is really receptive to this. And the dream kind of floated on from there. We got vets and really thought they wouldn't like to do this because they're not seeing the animal, but they love it. It's phenomenal. It's overwhelming almost how many vets want to get involved, and we love it. So it's something we're thankful for.
We're talking to Trevor Page, Whisker Docs. It's 24 hours, call the vet instead of run to the emergency room and then find out it was nothing big. Or if it is something, at least you know you're starting to get the consultation and all that kind of stuff. So when somebody calls in, they talk to the vet, do they get follow-ups? Do they call back? How does that work?
Oh, you got it, Kate. And, you know, that's part of the other thing that's really nice about it is, you know, you just want to make sure you're making the right decision, right? If you do have to go to the vet, of course you're going to go. You're just like me. I'm crazy about my dog. He's my son. So, you know, and that's one of the things we take a lot of pride in, too, is when something happens, we do want to follow up and make sure everything went all right. And so the next day, expect a call from a Whisker Doc vet every time. You know, if you don't get back to us within a couple of days, we'll check in again. But we really like to make sure that the experience went well and everything's okay. And plus, if we send you to the vet, we really do want to know what happened. So you're right on.
So somebody calls, and as you're saying, dogs or cats, I mean, I've been focusing on dogs. And what about, it can be anything, right? You just describe to the vet what's happening.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, behavioral or health. We've had some really interesting behavioral questions. You know, we have... Last week had a guy who walks his cat, and he does this so that he learns to... Yeah, crazy, right? I said I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Funny pictures in my head. I could never imagine it. We've had cats our whole life, so... But, you know, he does this to make sure that he goes to the bathroom outside. And so after about a year or so, the cat was starting to use his bed as the bathroom and said, well, you know, what is it that I can do to get him to actually use a litter box? Obviously, this walking thing's not working, and so... We worked with him over the course of about a month, and you know what? Problem solved. The cat's been using litter boxes like crazy, hasn't had an accident since, and you know, it feels good to have those kind of even behavioral questions worked out well. We love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's funny that you're talking about behavioral questions because, you know, again, that's where somebody could get really, really confused. So I take it that the reaction has been really great to Whisker Docs. What happened? From the marketing perspective, because we were about that, we have business sections on the show. If somebody, you know, you set it up, so you contacted the vets, you got the great reaction you wanted, you put up the website, you started it rolling, and then obviously you're getting the information out there, and word of mouth, as you know, ultimately is your best source eventually as it starts to catch on. And what's the reaction been so far?
We are, and thank you so much for asking. We have been so pleased. We have gotten a phenomenal response, not only from the vets like we talked to earlier, but our current callers. You know, there's been so many times when somebody's called in and said, you know, was about to go to the ER. We had a woman last weekend, Teresa, call in. Her dog looked like he was seizuring and said, you know, I'm going in. We said, hey, you know, if you have to go, absolutely. If it'll bring you peace of mind, it's worth it. But we think that you might be able to keep a watchful eye and wait. So Teresa calls back tomorrow before we even had a chance to do the follow-ups and said, you know what, you guys just saved me over $1,000. I live in this really crazy area in California. The ER is ridiculous. And thank you so much, because I didn't even actually end up needing to go to the vet at all. You were right. Olive was her dog's name. It's completely fine. And so just those little moments, especially when you're doing something like this, make you feel so good, because she called in, and I swear she was going to have the heart attack, you know, just like any of us would. And you calm her down, and you make her feel good, and then it turns out everything's okay. So that kind of feeling really just amps me up. I love that piece of the business. It's fantastic.
What's the ultimate goal, Trevor, for you? What do you hope happens? That, I mean, obviously you want more people to use it, but what are some of the futuristic plans? You want to add birds. You mentioned that. And what else are you, because I'm sure in any business you're always thinking ahead. What's next? What are you doing? What's on tap?
Well, you know what? We always say telehealth is coming. If you follow human healthcare and you watch what happened there, you can have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen in the animal world. And we really feel that Whisker Docs is going to help make that kind of difference. Overall, what we want to do is make a really positive impact on animal health. There's so much going on in that world, and there's so much left to be done. So we really just want to see telehealth be a viable option, and that'll, you know, extend into things like pet medications over the phone, and there's just an endless world of possibility, but we really want to open that up and have the pet parent feel like they have the same experience that they have as a human, but with their animals.
Yeah, there you go. Well said. So we would be remiss not to ask you this, since I introduced everybody to Mahalo, and they know Mahalo by now, seeing him on camera and pictures and everything else. What do you have, a dog? Do you have cats? What do you have?
I do. And by the way, my dog, Bowie, is going to have to meet Mahalo someday. They can go on a play date. He's a little tiny blonde cockapoo. He is everything in the world to me. He's phenomenal. He's crazy. He's the happiest dog on earth, I swear.
Cool. I love that. Cockatoos are great. Trevor, it's been fun. Whisker Docs, we can tell people it's 800-8-PET-VET, 800-8-PET-VET. Very easy to remember that, so don't panic. Or WhiskerDocs.com. You can go there and see the website. Instead of doing what I did, going to the emergency vet, you might save yourself some money. Trevor, thanks for coming on.
Kate, thank you. It was such a good experience, and I hope I get a chance to connect with you soon. And I mean it. Mahalo and Bowie. Play day.
Woohoo! I love that. Thank you. You have a good one.
Hey, you too, Kate. Thank you. Every instinct you had said run from me. If this newfound touch is uncomfortable, and to truly stand naked in front of me or yourself, for that very matter is something new. I take no pride knowing that you avoid the mirror to shun what you despise.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Tonight we're hitting that final straightaway, the river card part of this show for this hour, and wrapping things up. I thought no better way to do that than with one of my favorite new segments called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Comes from Tom in New Jersey, who says, Kate, I've got one for your dumb things deal. I was at the pool with my kids enjoying a couple of extra days off just a week ago, and I forgot that I had my iPhone in my bathing suit pocket. I dove in, the kids clapped, gave me a 10, meaning my dive was a 10. We were having fun, and I realized, whoops, my iPhone was in my suit. Well, Tom in New Jersey, I do have a solution for you, although it'd be pretty tough if you were outside, you're at a pool, you might not be at home, I don't know the scenario there. you throw your iPhone in the middle of rice, pack it in the middle of rice, and they say that takes it out. I know somebody who did it, and it worked. Bottom line is, with the cloud stuff going on, if you have an iPhone, you don't lose the information, at least, but it's a real hassle. I've had to replace an iPhone twice, and it was a pain. One time, it's same thing like Tom did. I had it in my pocket. Not a water thing, but I got out of a car, and it dropped out of my pocket, cracked on the ground, and it was useless. Couldn't even see the screen. And
well, that totally sounds like it was your fault.
It was my fault. It slipped out of my pocket, and it was a bummer, because then you have to go, and it's your phone, man. It's not like the flip phones. And the funny thing is, I just wanted the cheapest phone I could have when I had phones, and which the iPhone is not that animal. But the company I was working for, they demanded, and they paid for it, that I get an iPhone. And then since then, I have had a rocky relationship with the iPhone. Although I have to admit, it's excellent for guest getting and emails and retrieval things. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can use on the iPhone that are actually pretty handy, I must say. In fact, we have a new segment coming up next week called Apps I Can't Live Without. So, apps I can't live without. There are a few, and I was, like I said, a late convert to the game. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Clem in Georgia, and Clem says, dumb things, man, I got a list, lady, although you cannot share it with my wife. I'd have to say, recently, one of the dumber things that I did was I left the groceries in my trunk. I was running around doing errands, and I didn't realize, for some reason, it just left me because I had gotten the groceries early in the morning thinking, it's no biggie, I'll run around, do other errands. And when I get home, I'll unload the groceries. But guess what happened? I got home. It was a really, really hot day, and I didn't unload the groceries. In fact, I forgot all about the groceries. Didn't get in the car for a day. It was the weekend, and we were driving my wife's car. By the time I got in the car the next time, you could barely breathe. Spoiled groceries. That's what he's getting at. Oh, that's rough. Clem, you know what? He's got to. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, where you're trying to squeeze so much in. I have to go do this. I have to go to the dry cleaners. I have to go to the grocery store. I have to go to the post office. I have to. And you make yourself crazy. You do. And you forget something you did, or you... I saw this the other day with a neighbor where he must have been... I call it the mind scramble. He must have had the mind scramble going on, where he's rushing, and he put his cup of coffee on top of the car and drove off, and the coffee flew off. I was trying to frantically tell him, but he's way down the street when it happened, so it was too late. And I bet I have done that. I can't remember the last time, but I bet I've done it.
Classic.
It is, to put your stuff, and you could put more than coffee. You put, like, school books, you have something, you're loading your car up, and you are... you're scrambled, and you get in the car, and you back out, or drive away, pull away from a curb, and something flies off the top of it. So I can tell you a terrible, dumb thing I shouldn't have done for my poor little nephew, Griffin. He saved up his money to get a thing called the GoPro. Anybody know what the GoPro is? Go into a camera shop, or even an outdoor shop, even a fishing store, some of the just bass centers or whatever would have these. And there are these cool deals where you hook it onto you. It could be on a helmet. It could be on your clothes. It could be on anything. And when you're doing anything athletic, not even athletic, walking, whatever, it shoots you. It's a camera. It is the coolest thing. And for his birthday, he wanted to treat himself, so he saved up all this crazy money. It was like $250 or something. Saved it up, couldn't wait to jump in the waves in New Jersey with the GoPro, and they left that GoPro on top of the car when they stopped rushing around, stopped at a vet's office to drop off the dog, and then to run down to the beach, and so that GoPro went flying off of the roof of that car. Somebody happily picked that up, unless somebody ran over it, I don't know. But that's a dumb thing. Okay, so here's another one. This one comes to us from our pal Jake, who we actually haven't heard from in a couple of days, Jake, in Austin. And he says, Kate, dumb things, where do I begin? Oh, my. I laughed so hard a month or so ago when you unveiled dumb things I shouldn't have done. Sorry, Nate. And I have to say that I have a bunch of them. I'll tell you one that I think you can relate to because I know you've mentioned before living in Vegas. I did a boys' weekend in Vegas, and, of course, you're gambling and you're eating too much and smoking cigars and all that stuff. So I was down at a slot machine, and I hate slot machines. I think they're useless, but I put some money in, put some money in. And finally I was done, and I didn't put a crazy amount of money in. I think it was $40. I got up to walk away. Suddenly someone sat down where I was, and immediately they won the progressive jackpot, and I am not kidding you. I was furious. My head was on fire. It was as though I had a lottery ticket and dumped it on the ground, and somebody else came in and swooped it out to get all of my winnings. You know, that isn't, I don't know if you can say it's a dumb thing.
I was just going to say that. I don't think that's a dumb thing.
It's an upsetting thing. It's a very upsetting thing because he was just killing a little time. And, you know, those machines are on timers. It's not your fault. You get up and then somebody else wins. You can't. This is how it is. You can't do anything about that. And you got to shake it off. You got to shake that off and not worry about it. But that doesn't really count for dumb things. It counts for sad things, though, for sure. All right, so I think you get the idea of dumb things I shouldn't have done. We do it each and every week here on America Tonight. Just send me the dumb thing that you did, and we will read it on the air. If you want to use your last name and you're really feeling brave, use your last name. I think all of us are guilty of something dumb. I doubt there's anyone that I could meet or ever talk to that hasn't done something dumb in their life. And usually it has to do with you're busy, you're not thinking, you know, it's a freak accident, whatever. But keep sending them to me. It's pretty interesting stuff. AmericaTonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour. Thanks to Nathan for his fine work on the technicals and all of you as well for paying attention to America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.